You could ask God this week. It would be a simple step, but he would do this for you. God, help me discern the demands of my life. Help me see them for what they really are. Help me see what's really important. Because if I'm judging this, I'm thinking that the crowd's way more important than the one little girl. But only you can show me what really matters. Otherwise, you'll define distraction in a way that will cause you to miss God's direction in your life. And you'll skip the tea party to take the phone call. And you can call them back. But the next time you see your kids, they're going to be Lord of the Flies. At least in my house. Touch somebody, say, go to the tea party, man. Go to the tea party. Just go. And then, if God can help us discern the demands, maybe he can help us, number two, locate the leaks. Locate the leaks. It's very interesting when you begin to study. I don't know why I bring these notes up here with me. I never read from them. But I need to pull this up because it's kind of complicated. And I'm not a sociologist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not an ornithologist. Proctologist. None of those things. But just some things I was reading this week. It talked about how what's really happening when we think we're multitasking. They've done enough study of this guy to tell us that he's not as capable as we think he is of switching between stuff all the time. And the amount of efficiency that we lose when we multitask is remarkable. They even say that it's like your brain is leaking going between function and function because your brain operates on different channels or something like that. You go in between the channels, you try to cross them over. Yes, even you, ladies. I know you think you're the multitasker, you're masters of the universe. And I know you have to do it sometimes. I know you can't always do one thing at once. But I will say this, I will say this. Even Jesus could only do one thing well at once. He had to leave one thing to do another because he could only do one thing well at once. Even Jesus had to harness the power of focus to leave the crowd and go to Jairus. And so he did it. And while he's going, okay, we've already got distraction number one is that a crowd met him on the other side. We've got distraction number two, guy interrupts the church service and asks him to come home with him. But then it gets ridiculous. And if you are in the position of strategically consulting Jesus how to make the mission happen in the next 3 years that you have in front of you, you certainly wouldn't advise this next move. Because he's moving now. He's on the move. He's going to an emergency. Would it qualify as an emergency that a 12-year-old girl is dying and you're the only one who has the hope of healing her? Would it? I think it qualifies as an emergency. So is code orange. It's code orange situation, and Jesus is on the move, and the entourage is trying to get him through the crowd quickly. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, 24, and a woman, she's not important. She doesn't even have a name. Not in this culture, she's not important. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. And she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. I read that description about the woman, but it kind of reminded me of our society. Is that we are hemorrhaging, going to all these different sources, trying to get healed. Yet it's really not making our lives much better, is it? Come on, talk to me. We're a whole lot more efficient than we've ever been. We got life hacks and shortcuts and apps for everything. But are we really that much wiser? I mean, true wisdom, the skill to live and put knowledge into practice. Do we really have that? Or are our lives leaking more than ever? We're leaking life is what's happening. Switching between stuff all the time. We're leaking life. That was the situation with this woman's body. It's the situation with our minds. We're leaking. That's what was going on inside of her. She was leaking. She was broken inside. And she could not hold what she needed to be whole. Leaking from the inside. And so she comes to Jesus. And she's tried all these other things. And she gets his attention in a strange, unusual way, which I will show you in a moment. But first, I want you to think about where the leaks are in your life. Where the leaks are in your life. They did a study in the 1970s that you would swear was done in 2015, where they started finding out that the way your brain works is that information comes at a cost. The cost is called attention. So the only way to attain information is to consume it at the cost of your attention. You with me? Are you with me? You with me? So the information consumes the attention. Therefore, the article said, we are at a time where we have a wealth of information and a poverty of attention. That was the woman. That's us. She had a wealth of doctor's opinions. She had a wealth of treatment options. Yet she had a poverty of what she truly needed to have the connection that could heal her until this moment. Until this moment. And in this moment, she presses her way. Now think about all the distractions that she would have had to overcome just to even get in the vicinity of Jesus. All of the people telling her to get off of her hands and knees. All of the people telling her, hey, there's an emergency in progress. Don't you see the flashing lights? Don't you see the sirens? Don't you see the escalades lining up? The president is on the move. Jairus' daughter is sick. Jairus is very important. Jairus' need is urgent. And what I can't get about the whole passage is she does something inappropriate. Mm-hmm. She does something impulsive. Yeah. She reaches out for God in a way that's superstitious, but it works. It works. When she heard 27 about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, I'll try everything else. Maybe if I connect with this, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. And immediately, the hemorrhaging came to an end. And immediately, the divine presence of Christ was able to locate the leak that none of the doctors could plug. And immediately, her search for her source was over, and her need was satisfied. Wow. I love the Bible. Come on, read the Bible. Read it this week. Read the Bible this week. Read it and put yourself in the situation and think about how you're like this woman. And think about how you want to be more like Jesus. And think about what it must mean that this woman had her issue that had been incurable for over a decade stopped in a moment that the Savior became distracted with her desperation. And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. You know what freed her? Her focus. She was finally freed because she got the right focus. Man, there's something strong on me today to teach this. I taught it last night. I told Holly, I said, I don't think I'll do it better than that, but there's something, you're pulling something out of me because I want to tell you something. Freedom comes from focus. Focus brings freedom. Focus on fear, you'll always be a prisoner. Focus on faith, and nothing in the world can keep you locked down. And this woman, when she got the right focus, she got set free. Come on, I believe God wants to set your focus free today. You've been so focused on the wrong things. You've been so focused on the last 12 years. You've been so focused on the childhood you didn't get to experience. You've been so focused on the promotion you got passed over for. You've been so focused on what might happen. You've been so focused on what one person said. You've been so focused on the wrong thing. So you've been in chains, but not after today. Because there's a connection point in this church today. It's called the Spirit of God. If you plug into this, what the doctors couldn't do, what no other stream could bring,
the Spirit of God can bring into your life in an instant. Make the connection. Touch seven people, say, make the connection. Come on, let's hook up with something that has the power to heal. We're hooking up in all the wrong places, with all the wrong people, with all the wrong priorities. But I want to get hooked up today with something that can heal my life and make me whole.
Watch Jesus. And at once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd. Everybody say crowd. You're going to miss the best part, I'm telling you. I'm going to do better in a minute. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? A big crowd, and he notices just like one person. He turned around. Remember, this is life or death. This is not a tea party upstairs. This is life or death. There's a crowd, you remember Michael Jackson back in the day when they used to show him like show up a place and there would be like a mob scene. Do you remember this? It was, please tell me you know who Michael Jackson is, Ruben. Jesus, I was about to lay hands on him. But he's in that kind of scene. Maybe you've seen it with a more current celebrity. You know, your Elvis Presleys, the heartthrobs of today. But they crowd around him. I actually was in a situation like that last year. It wasn't me they were chasing. It was somebody that I was with, and it was crazy. I never seen anything like it before in my life, and it's crazy. And so I could kind of, people were shaking the car we were in. And the car was shaking. It was crazy. I never seen anything like in my life. I never experienced anything like that in my life. And Jesus experienced it all the time, and so it's kind of normal for him. And where he goes, somebody trying to get to him. So they try to get to him, and they push him, and they're pushing him around, and pushing him around, and all of a sudden, he stops. And ask the disciples, who did that? Verse 31, really? His disciples asked. Are you so serious right now? You want us to find out who touched you? A better question would be, who didn't touch you? Jesus stops the procession that can save a girl's life to try to locate one life that was leaking, that needs to be made whole. Because he realized power had gone out from him. You see, it went out from him. Hold that. It went out from him. When it went out, he turned around. When it went out, he turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? The disciples said, it's going to be impossible for us to ascertain that, sir. We suggest that you keep moving in full direction toward Jairus' house. This is a woman. Jairus is a man. Jairus is a leader. This woman is bankrupt. She cannot contribute to your ministry. She has nothing to give. She is not a person of influence. In order to impact the world, we're going to have to infiltrate the key cultural centers, starting with the Jewish synagogues. And Jairus has a position which is helpful to us. And perhaps if we can do this for him, let's get this show on the road. But Jesus, 32, kept looking around to see who had done it. To see who had done it. And then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. It was her focus, empowered by her faith, that made her whole where her heart used to have holes. Go in peace. I don't just want to heal your body. I want to heal your mind and be freed from your suffering. It's so good. Not for Jairus. Not for Jairus. It's good for the woman. But while all this was going on, and everybody saw such a touching scene of a compassionate rabbi who was able to be stopped in his tracks by the desperation of one woman, it says that while all this was going on, some people came from the house of Jairus, synagogue leader, said, we missed our shot. Your daughter is dead. Leave Jesus alone. Mm-hmm. See, the thing about life, no, that's what happens. Is that while we're trying to get one thing to live, it's always at the expense of something else. And this is what's hard about living. It's what's hard about focus. Like, I need to make some money right now, babe. And I would love to be around more, but I need to do this for us, for our future, for our family. Because I'm looking out and I'm trying to see where our kids are going to want to go to school. And if you're not going to homeschool them for college, I got to get this money while I can. But while I was out earning to provide for you, your emotional state was unattended. And so now I don't know how to keep it all alive at one time. That's the struggle of it. That's the problem with distraction is I can't decide which one is a distraction. I want to have a tea party. I need to make this phone call. I got a couple thousand people coming to hear me preach. What do I do? Which one should I let die? And what he did made no sense because they teach you from a business standpoint, you got to know the difference between what's urgent and what's important. And that's typically good advice. It's very practical advice. It's meaning that, you know, the text that came from them that is their emergency because they didn't plan properly shouldn't derail your whole day. Just because they didn't plan in time doesn't mean you've got to shut down your scheduled activities that are priorities in order to deal with somebody else's dysfunctional planning. Wow. That's $99. Business seminar. But then, if you take this situation into account, that's out the window. Because, okay, who's more important, Jairus or the woman? It's not a trick question. It would be Jairus. Would you say Jairus? Jairus more important. Which one's more urgent? A woman who's been able to live for 12 years with the condition or a daughter who might die at any moment? She's a little girl. The woman's already lived a little while. The girl should get the chance to live a little while. The kid's always more important. Always save the kid first. And Jesus did what wasn't as urgent and what wasn't as important. So y'all have a good week and what do I do? Okay, here's what you do. Pursue the pull. Pursue the pull. Jesus is in a crowd being pushed down the street. Jesus is in a crowd being pushed along the way. Jesus is in a crowd. Everybody is pushing, but one woman pulled. One woman pulled. Life is always pushing you in many directions. People pushing you to be this and pushing you to do that and buy me and eat me and tweet me and sell me and watch me and stream me and check me and respond to me and Snapchat me and dubbing me and just me. And God wants to give you the ability in a world that is crowded with people and priorities that will push you in every direction to perceive the pull of his power that he's trying to release out of your life. Everybody else was pushing toward Jesus. But when something pulled from Jesus, it pulled. Have you ever felt the pull of the Spirit of God? Have you? Because I have. I believe it's because in my life, of all the things I could have done with my life, God pulled on me to start this church. God pulled on me to preach the gospel. I'm sure I could have gotten distracted with other things, and maybe you think I couldn't have been good at anything else. I don't know. Maybe you're right. But all I can tell you is something was pulling me from a young age. That's what separated the woman from the crowd. It's the pull of God. The pull in the midst of a pushy life. Jesus always refused to be pushed into anything. He would not be pushed to the coronation before the crucifixion. He would not be pushed to be a king before he suffered as a criminal. He would not be pushed, but he could not resist the pull. The pull. All the demands of life are impossible to categorize or anticipate. Some of the moments that are the most meaningful will come on the porch when you've got a sermon to prepare and a conversation to have. But when you feel that pull, the pull, pursue that. Not what Peter and James and John think you should do next. Pull. The Latin word for distraction is pulled apart. The word for attention in Latin is reach toward. Yeah. So Jesus, being pulled, didn't allow it to pull him apart, but he reached toward the revelation of what God had called him to do next.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.